Hello, good evening. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Mr. Edwin Martinez?
Speaking.
Okay, thank you, sir. Would you like to continue in English or in Spanish, sir?
What is this for?
I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. Sir, Mr. Martinez, can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
15 years.
Okay, 11 to 25, okay? Now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, a tile setter, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, a refractory bricklayer? I'm sorry?
Tuck pointer.
I'm sorry, sir. You got cut up there for a moment. Can you say that one more time?
I'm a tuck pointer.
Top pointer. Okay. Charts of finisher, missionary helper, summon. Top pointer, you said, right? Let me write that down, okay? Because he's not on the list. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving forward. Sir, now, on the last job you work on, were you a former journey level mechanic, or level, I'm sorry, journey level mechanic, apprentice, a finisher, or helper, or an improver? Do you recall?
Journeyman mechanic.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or you've been working all the time?
It varies. It depends, but at the very most, maybe like 2 months.
Okay, so in the past 12 months, what would you say? 5 to 12 weeks or 13 to 20 weeks?
5 to 12.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. And yes or no, have you found, if necessary, to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, not really.
Okay, moving on. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no, sir?
Not dropping it.
All right.
Looking for another.
No, I understood. No, I was just going to say that all your answers are really confidential, okay? At the end of the day, they're just going to be combined with everybody's answer, okay? So, just for the sake of the research, okay, in the past 12 months, have you seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Not a union.
Now, moving on.
I'm not trying to drop my union. I was just trying to find something else. So.
Another job, right, to work, you know, off the union. I understand. Now, what do you consider? I'm sorry?
I was still trying to do union, but just not plug pointing anymore.
I understand. And what do you consider, and why do you consider dropping your union membership?
Because just the physical labor, my trade, a lot of physical work.
The physical labor, okay, and your trade? A lot of physical work, you said, right?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. A lot of physical work, yeah. I'm not just writing this down real quick, okay? I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, moving on. Now, sir, thinking about what you see in your local community right now, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? What's your opinion?
I would say
more, fewer, or the same number?
Either the same or more.
How should I record your answer, just for the sake of the research? The same or more?
Let's put more.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. And did you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? What's your opinion?
I think the same.
About the same? Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, did you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And moving on. Thinking about the last job in which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
I don't know.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, looking at your family's economic situation overall, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, will it get worse, get better, or stay about the same? What's your opinion, sir?
I think worse.
It will get worse, okay. Thank you, sir. And switching gears just a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following, Mr. Martinez, health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? The dust or the air quality, the COVID-19, fall risk, fallen objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really safety concern? What's on the job site right now?
Probably dust would be the biggest concern.
Biggest concern, understood. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
No, just in our trade, because we're a tuck pointer, so we do a lot of grinding and working with silicosis and stuff like that.
Oh, you use the grinder all the time, right? It's part of your tools?
Not all the time, but that's what we do is we do a lot of stonework, tuck pointing, grinding.
Understood. And now it's... Yeah. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now moving on. Now, for each of the following, Mr. Martinez, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing. Yes or no, sir?
No.
Okay. How about picketing? Yes or no?
No.
And union organizing? Same question?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you, sir. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Mr. Martinez, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so please rate the source from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. We're going to start with cable news. From 1 to 5, what number would you give cable news, sir?
5.
Okay, and how about the internet and social media?
1.
Okay, and friends and neighbors? Same question. 1 to 5?
Right, so.
Okay, a local TV news program. Same question.
5, 4.
And radio?
3.
And print or online newspaper. From 1 to 5.
5.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now, Mr. Martinez? Support for labor unions, education, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, or something else? What matters to you most right now?
Jobs and the labor.
Jobs and the economy? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, as you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, Mr. Martinez?
We learned about that in our apprentices class. Well, that was years ago, but they go
so a little bit.
Apprentice.
Okay, so have you heard a lot, some, or a little? What would be your answer?
Just I don't know. I only heard about it in school, but that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was time goes fast, huh, when you look back. But, Mr. Martinez, how should I recall your answer? Just a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I appreciate your patience. As you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Now, would you say, Mr. Martinez, that is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that the federal elected officials support it? What's your opinion?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, generally speaking, sir, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say Republic.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Now, sir, Mr. Martinez, which side do you support more on this dispute? The GM, Ford, and the Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The workers.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Martinez, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. How about on the job he's done as a presidential overall, generally speaking? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
And how about in the economy? Same question, sir. Same options. What's your opinion? Okay. And how about in the support for the labor unions? What's your opinion on that one?
Disapprove strongly.
And immigration? Same question?
Horrible job. Disapprove strongly.
And healthcare? Same question.
Disapprove strongly.
And foreign affairs? Same question, Mr. Martinez.
Disapprove strongly.
And, sir, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Approve strongly, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? What's your opinion, sir?
In the middle, somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, moving on. We're almost done, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Believe me. Sir, Mr. Martinez, are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other offices in November 2024. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably, or are the chances 50-50? Or you think you will not vote?
I think I'm going to vote.
So how should I recall your answer? Certainly? It's almost certain?
Yeah,
or probably?
Almost certain.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president was held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote, Mr. Martinez?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Saying excellent, good, just fair or poor?
My union or union in general?
No, let me repeat the question, okay? How would you rate, the first one was your local union. This one is the
right.
International union. But how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now moving on. How could the union best improve its representation and service? On your own words, one or two things, if you can be so kind and share your opinion with me, that'd be great.
Higher pay, more for the workers.
So increase the wages on the members, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? How can they improve on the representation and the service? We can leave it like that. No, don't worry. So we can move on. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next one? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now, on your own words? One or two things, if you can, please.
Like I said, improving the wages.
They should be working on that the rest of this year and the following, correct?
Yeah.
That's the most important? Okay. So the wages, okay. Mm-hmm. And what else? Okay, we can move on. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, union meetings, mail, job site, email? What's your preferred way?
I mean, the only way is mail right now. That's fine. I would say mail.
Ordinary mail? Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding, you know, legislative and regulatory updates? They are important to their back 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four pretty regularly, like 4 or more.
4 more, okay. Thank you. Now, okay, here we go. Sir, just to finish it up, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose only. And generally speaking, Mr. Martinez, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I must say Republican.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. Now, but we're almost done. I just make sure that we have a representative sample. What is your race? A white Caucasian, black African American, Latino Hispanic, or Haitian Native American?
Latino Hispanic.
And sir, Mr. Martinez, finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name only?
Edwin.
Okay, thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Okay. Thank you for sharing your opinion, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take some rest. Thank you.